And we go from sports to specters. In Mexico, ghosts are considered part of daily life, and as casually as people there share names of hairdressers, they pass on their contacts for Ghostbusters. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Mexico City tells this very personal tale of things that go bump in the night.
The NPR bureau in Mexico City is located in a big townhouse with dark secret nooks, a stone staircase, and the belongings of a dead woman in the attic. In short, it doesn't take much to believe that the place is, well, haunted. After a few unpleasant nights where doors would slam and lights would flicker on and off, I asked the former Mexico City correspondent, Jerry Haddon, if he had ever had any strange experiences in the house. He had. He describes one of them here.
I was working in the office one afternoon, typing on the computer, broad daylight, and the bag of raisins that I had sitting next to my computer began to twist in a circle inexplicably. And I stopped working and I stared right at it. And for about 15 seconds, this bag just moved on its own. And I thought it must be touching a cable or maybe some raisins inside have sort of tumbled down. But it was none of those things. And it's simply one of many small events in the house that I was never able to explain.
The attic office is filled with philosophy books. I had been told they were the belongings of the landlord's dead sister. Although she was killed in an accident many years ago, the family had never had the heart to remove them. Going out to dinner one day, I told a Mexican friend about the strange vibes in the house. Our exchange went something like this. Me, hesitant. Do you think my house could be haunted? Her, matter-of-factly. Well, of course it is. Almost every house is haunted here. Me. Well, I think I want to move. Her. Darling, I have the number of a fabulous shaman who's done my sister's house and my office. It's 100% guaranteed. In Mexico, it seems if you don't have the number of a good exorcist in hand, you're just not really from around these parts. Impelled by curiosity, I decided to try the man whom I dubbed in my mind the Terminator among ghost exterminators. He showed up at my house a few days later, though, looking more like a plumber than a man who tackles the dead for a living. 53-year-old Constantino Mandragon tells me that he's been a shaman for over 35 years. His manner is professional, and he looks around the house as if he's trying to uncover an infestation of termites. His verdict? There is definitely one spirit presence, maybe more. Great. Constantino starts what he calls the cleaning ritual by lighting in a chalice a mix of herbs, wood infused with incense and charcoal. As he's waiting for it to catch fire, we talk. We were born here with a belief in the spirit world, he says. Our Toltec, Olmec, and Aztec ancestors showed these things to our grandparents, and our grandparents showed them to us. It gets passed down. Even when the Spaniards came and tried to impose Catholicism, he says, our forefathers made a mix, a syncretism, between the old religion and the new one. The chalice begins to smoke, and Constantino puts on a shell necklace, a headband, and an embroidered red belt. He sets out unguents, candles, apples, and salt on a handkerchief with the image of Mexico's patron saint, La Virgen de Guadalupe, on it. He says this ritual is designed to help the spirits, not hurt them. I've had all kinds of experiences doing this, he says. Some have been like in the movie The Exorcist, with people fainting and going into a trance and being possessed and vomiting. People who were possessed have grabbed me and thrown me across the room with unbelievable strength, he says. I don't like the sound of that, but Constantino proceeds. While chanting, the shaman throws water on the burning chalice. A thick smoke begins to billow. Constantino says it's used to flush out the spirits. He walks around the house. As he opens the doors of different rooms and closet spaces to let the smoke seep through, he calls on the spirits to leave and move on to the next plane of existence. As he murmurs, the smoke pools between the furniture and hangs beneath the ceiling, giving our already creepy house an even more ghostly appearance. At the end of the ritual, our shaman pronounces NPR's house spirit-free. But like any good exterminator, he tells us the smoke should be allowed to sit inside the rooms undisturbed for several hours. Who knows why, but I slept well that night for the first time in weeks. And now, if anyone asks, I have the number of a good shaman in my palm pilot. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.